Greetings, my friends. This is Ephraim Reno with the Daily Inspiration, and we are very glad to share with you the wonderful word of life. Today, the inspiration comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And the reason that my mind is on this scripture, our oldest child, her name is Susanna, has recently been converted from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ, and has been given everlasting hope, everlasting life, peace, and has desired to seal her faith with baptism. So yesterday, she got baptized along with a few others. And this scripture here speaks of baptism. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Considering the statement that they were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. I hope you're familiar with this account in Exodus, how the children of Israel were in bondage in Egypt. God sent his servant Moses to deliver them, and a great deliverance took place. Many things it took till they finally were able to walk out of Egypt. Many plagues that God sent till Pharaoh finally yielded his heart to let them go. And as soon as he had let them go, he was sorry that he had, and they harnessed up their horses. The soldiers put on their battle gear, and they went after the children of Israel. Now God had some very special provision for the Israelites. Two of these was the cloud and the sea. These things were used in their deliverance. The cloud, it says, moved when they were to move. It stood still when they were to stand still. And it also came between them and the Egyptians that were pursuing them. So it was a means of protection and a means of guidance. The sea, again, I assume you know the story, but maybe you don't and you'll learn it. But they were coming down to the Great Red Sea, and the Egyptian army right behind on their tail. It looked like they were going to be great losers. They were going to fall again into the cruel Egyptian army. They were pressed between the sea and that dreadful army. with no place to go, no place to go, that God opened up the Red Sea. He divided the waters where they could walk through. And of course, when they saw how God had made a way, every one of them took to foot and walked through the sea. A great and marvelous deliverance. When they were through the sea, the Egyptian army assumed that they could run through just as well. And with their hardened hearts, their blinded eyes, they started going through the Red Sea. That same thing that was deliverance for God's people was judgment on the ungodly. For they were in the sea, and the waters came together again and destroyed that army. Now after they were through the sea, the Israelites, throughout their journeys in the wilderness, they had this testimony that God had opened up the seas to deliver them. Were they ever to go back to Egypt, as they many times threatened to do, that sea would not have opened up to them. They would have had to go around it. Similarly, when we are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we too have that testimony that we came through baptism. We testified to the world and to the church that our faith is sealed in Christ Jesus. If we go back to the world, we cannot go through baptism again. We cannot undo that which we have done. We'd have to go around it. And that sieve was there for a testimony against any that would desire to go back. Our baptism is there as a testimony against us also if we go back to the old ways, the old life, the old nature. The cloud compares to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there to teach us, to guide us, to show us the way, to protect us through comfort and understanding of eternal things. And Jesus Christ himself made the way for us to escape the wrath that was coming upon us as we were in our sins. We were able to be delivered, to take that escape route through Jesus Christ. And we're baptized upon our confession of faith. My daughter yesterday and myself some years back were baptized to seal our faith. And I praise God for that. Praise God for this scripture this morning. And I'm very thankful for the true baptism. It's a wonderful thing. My friend, I don't know if you are born again. I don't know if you have been baptized after you had a true confession of faith. If you were not, you need to be. Faith must be there first. And then upon your confession of faith, you must be baptized If you have been, praise God. If you haven't, seek baptism. Seek the genuine faith and then baptism upon that. God bless you. I hope to come back tomorrow and be sharing some more. Thank you, and may the Lord bless. Goodbye.